Thank you for calling customer support. This is Dimitri speaking. I'm the supervisor here. How can I help you?
Hi, Dimitri. I was just speaking with Nancy, who was great. You know, I'm angry, not at her, not at you, but at the practice of a disguise of getting something. She told me that I entered a contest, and I do that, but I wouldn't give my card number for a contest. I told her it was a piece of jewelry that I was supposed to be paying $2.95 shipping for. The next thing I know, well, I'm sorry, I won't even say that. I'm looking over my finances, and I see the June 21st, $59.89, which Nancy said that she refunded me, and I appreciate that. But there's also May 22nd, the first time, the $59.89, when I went back in my finances and noticed it, and that's why I'm calling you today. I don't know anything about your company. I don't know anything about meal plans until Nancy just told me. None of that information was provided. I don't need that. I'm on Social Security. I'm 63. I just lost 90 pounds. I don't need a damn meal plan. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Like I said, I'm not angry with you. But I need my money back for something I had no idea I was getting into. And to continue to charge me, and you know that I haven't set up a meal plan, that's not good business practice. That's stuff that I'm going to be calling the Better Business Bureau about here.
Ma'am, your account's already been refunded by the previous agent, ma'am.
She refunded me $59.89.
Right.
For June. I need a refund for $59.89 for May.
Yes, ma'am. For that charge, I can do a 25% refund of that charge for you.
25% is not going to work because you're not just going to be stealing my money like it's okay. So if you can't refund me my $59.89, I need to speak to someone above.
I am above, ma'am. I am the supervisor.
I understand that, but if you can't help me, somebody can. Come on, Dimitri. My whole career was customer service. I know how to talk to people on the phone. Verizon taught me that very well.
I know
things that can be done. I know this is a different company, but it's still practices that you do to satisfy people that you've wronged. And I've been very wrong.
Well, the thing is, ma'am, with our site, we don't wrong anybody because you do have to check and agree to it before you process the order.
I did not do that. I didn't purchase anything.
Okay. Well, the best I can do for you, ma'am, on that chart.
And download it on my phone. You should be able to see I never did that.
No, ma'am, we're not able.
I'm not getting any products from you. And if you can't, then your system is really messed up. And I'm getting even more and more angry. Please refund my $59.89. And she already gave me the cancellation notice. I know this isn't going to happen again. But you're not going to take advantage of me for $60 that I knew I wasn't going to be given to anyone.
No, ma'am, we don't take advantage of anybody. But the best I can do for you, ma'am, I can do a $55 refund of that charge for you.
$55 is fine.
Sure. It goes back to the account within 3 to 5 business days. You get a confirmation email to your email address letting you know it's refunded. Is there anything else I can do for you, ma'am?
Is there another cancellation number?
No, ma'am, it's the same one.
All right. Do you have an employee number, Dimitri?
0242.
By chance, do you know Nancy? If you don't, that's fine.
She's one of our agents, ma'am. What about her?
Okay. No problem. I was just asking if you knew her employee number. But if you don't, that's fine.
No,
I know her name, the time that I've called, the date that I've called. I'm very thorough, sir, because I am, and well, not anymore, but I was a customer service representative for close to 40 years. So I understand customer service and what you're able to do. I appreciate, and you said that was a $55 refund, $55?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can do for you?
My Better Business Bureau and letting them know the practice that they're doing. And
sure, that's fine,
I appreciate
ma'am.
You. Thank you very much. I appreciate you. Have a good
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.